Time now for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment comes from the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're inviting you to join their local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. Continuing to have guests fill in for Mayor Pam Heminger during this election season. So joining me today in the studio is Dwight Bassett, the Economic Development Officer for the town of Chapel Hill, and there is no shortage of stuff to catch up on. Dwight, how are you doing? Welcome back.
I am well. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to stop in. The last time we had you on the show was in June, I believe, and one of the chief and key things we were talking about was the redevelopment that's happening on East Rosemary Street. And at that time, we were getting some updates and saying, well, it looks like things will be really starting soon on it. And there have been some pretty big updates since. So what can you share about what's different just a couple months later?
So we've removed the old CVS, NBC, NCNB, whatever building you want to call it, deck. We are starting grading. We've got some utility relocation that we'll be working on in the coming weeks. And once we get that done, then we will start coming out of the ground with the actual construction of the building. Pretty excited at what we see happening around there. So we're really excited to see that happen.
Yeah, you guys just put out a fancy video featuring you and a bunch of other folks within the town of Chapel Hill and Chapel Hill business community to promote it that I saw got a good run on social media.
Yeah, it's a great video, and the message behind that is it's more than a deck, and it's about the rehab of the 137, 136 building, the existing office building, the construction of a new office building, which will include wet lab, and, you know, a potential multifamily housing complex on the PNC property on one end of on the west end of the deck. And we just think that this is a pretty exciting turning point for downtown. You know, part of what we think is important for this from downtown's perspective is the employees will be there to support businesses and provide employment opportunities. Plus, we're capturing some of the business growth off of campus. And so we think this is a pretty important next step.
Absolutely. And people were sometimes poking fun, I saw, about, well, it's more than a deck, but it goes to show that, yes, the creation of this new parking deck that's got expanding allows for the destruction of the Wallace deck, which means it opens up all the space for the office building that Grub Properties is set to build there. And I saw that was in the news recently, too, or in back in the town government recently, because that project went through its initial Community Design Commission review, which seemed to be pretty positive. What do you know about that?
Absolutely. I thought it was a really good meeting, all good suggestions that came out of that. But we're excited about the prospect of that building, its look. We're excited about the park on the corner of Henderson and East Rosemary. That's going to be a huge addition to downtown. So we think that, you know, it's a nice investment. It's a turning point for downtown. It's new employees for downtown. And so it really is, that deck is helping us see a lot of good things happen.
And it's also not just, obviously you're focused on the economic development side of things, the jobs it's going to bring, but it's also just totally going to change the look. You mentioned the green space that's going to go on the corner now too, in a big discussion of the Community Design Commission is, well, what will the building look like when you approach from this side versus that side? But do you think that it's ultimately going to be just a more appealing look than what Chapel Hill has there? And what are you most excited about how things will ultimately look when that project is finished?
Well, so there's a we'll call it a kind of green space behind the post office now. This redevelopment's tearing down that retaining wall and tearing back to that park. So even as you're walking down Henderson, you'll be able to see the park and the green space. And we just think it's a transformation. I mean, this building replacing a parking deck, it's just going to be huge. And it begins to, you know, we've been talking for years. I think it goes back to probably 2013 that we've been talking about how we change the character of Rosemary and help it be as activated as Franklin Street. Well, this is a big step in that right direction, and combined with other things that are happening both on East and West Rosemary, we think that it's just going to become an active street again, and it's not just a place to park and then go to Franklin Street. There'll be reasons to be here. I mean, you know, the office building will have some retail space in it. We'll have the programmable space in front of the deck, and so we think there are a lot of great things that can happen.
We're speaking with Dwight Bassett, the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development Officer, townofchapelhill.org, the website to go to if you want to take a look at some of the grand visions for that East Rosemary Street development. And you mentioned 101 East Rosemary Street, too. I feel like that's something that's getting lost in this, is that Grubb Properties has bought the land where the PNC Bank currently is on the corner of that and is also looking to turn that into its own apartment building, right?
That's correct. It's about 150 units. And the part that I think I am most excited, we recently came out with a housing study and it identified the middle market, and that building is what they call their link product, which is targeting that middle segment of the market, and we think that's a pretty positive addition. The most innovative thing that I think is coming out of that building is they're building zero parking, so they're going to need to come in and participate with our town parking system. And that certainly helps the deck. We're not building an excessive number of new spaces when you look at the combination, so it won't take much before we've maxed out that deck and have to think about how we continue. But it's an exciting, you know, part of what would make downtown thrive is having the office and the residential downtown. And from a parking perspective, it's also important that we create a system that there's shared resources, and we haven't had enough combination of office and residences that could switch back and forth. One uses the spaces during the day and one uses the spaces at night. And this will give us that opportunity. So it's a really nice addition to downtown.
Well, the last time we were here, too, we were also talking about the Revive Recovery Plan.
Absolutely.
And that happening with the town of Chapel Hill. But also, since then, you guys have also announced with partnership in UNC the Downtown Together program, too. Can you explain a little bit more about what that is?
So it's an initiative. University created an internal economic development plan, and part of the outgrowth of that was this Downtown Together. First off, it's two aspects to this initiative. One is sort of how do we make our front door better? So it's taking everything on that east end of downtown and improving it, so when people come in to visit UNC, they get the best impression. So there's some beautification and things of that sort. But the second component is this planning initiative that will develop a combination management and master plan for downtown. And it's kind of how to keep the energy going and also harvest the ideas of our community and an innovation hub, and we're really excited about where we're seeing that going. And so we hope that you look at these projects that we're talking about. If we just wrote on the projects that we're talking about, we've probably got another 3.5-4 more years of construction for all these projects, and we want to make sure that beyond that we continue to add new life to downtown on an ongoing basis and capture the entrepreneurs and innovators of our community locally.
And it sounds like it fits hand in hand with Grubb Properties and the whole goal of the East Rosemary redevelopment too, because the whole point of building that wet lab space in that office space is, hey, let's try and retain some UNC research projects and make it so there is kind of even more of a pipeline from ideas coming out of UNC to then benefiting directly the town, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the interesting part, it will be the first off-campus wet lab space that we've had in our community. Most of the demand for wet lab goes to RTP right now, or to Durham. And so it's been hard to capture genome and bioscience companies in Chapel Hill because we didn't have that creative wet lab space for them. So this will be a huge turning point for us to be able to offer that and to retain those businesses.
Absolutely. And to kind of circle back, so where are we standing with the Revive Recovery Plan in the town? Has some funds from that continue to be put out there to try and help local businesses continue to rebound from the pandemic?
Absolutely. And so we've got two big campaigns going digitally for digital marketing. We also have a campaign going to promote districts and centers through WCHL. We're also doing some local magazine advertising, but we're pretty excited about all of those combined because it sends a message that Chapel Hill's open for business. We also got an economic development component that's targeting digital ads to anyone that's been near a business school in North Carolina to remind them that Chapel Hill is interested in their interest, and we would love to have them come do business with us. And so between the two of those, we think that's a good start in sending the message that, you know, we're recovering. We're not recovered, but we're recovering. And we're starting to release our grant programs. We're hoping next week or within the next week and a half, we will release all those programs. three different types of programs targeted to business needs, from people who just have an idea that they want to test, to support growing entrepreneurs, to support of existing well-established businesses. So pretty excited about that. We've got other initiatives, but I think that we've been quite frankly so busy that we're going to wait till probably November, December to begin to plan to roll those additional initiatives out.
Spread them out a little bit, too.
Yeah,
spread
that's
them out
right.
A little
so
bit.
We'll be balanced.
Yeah, yeah. Well, those both sound like really good and really useful programs. We're speaking with the Town of Chapel Hill's Dwight Bassett. He's the Economic Development Officer over there, townofchapelhill.org, the town website where you can go check out some more about the Downtown Together partnership with UNC, as well as the Revive Recovery Plan. And Dwight, we've got a couple more minutes left. I want to talk about something that is actually coming up ahead of the town council. I think it's next week, the 110 West Rosemary Street development. Now, shifting over to the other side of Rosemary Street, still stuff happening over there too. And this is a hotel that has come before the council before, and they've gotten some comments on it that's going to kind of try and work around the old town hall space, right? What can you tell us about this project and what the council will be reviewing in their next meeting?
So the developer's been meeting with town staff and our boards and commissions for a couple of years now, trying to shape this project. And we think it's probably in the best shape that it's ever been, and reflecting the community interest. You know, but the economic is a positive addition in that it gives us that many more visitors in downtown to shop and visit our restaurants, to visit our retail stores and our entertainment in downtown. And so we think that's a pretty cool component. You know, we'll then have four hotels in our downtown, and that's going to help drive that traffic that we need to make sure we have a thriving downtown. And I think it's going to be a nice urban addition, especially when you think about all that's going on East Rosemary, and it feels like it's beginning to spill over to West Rosemary, even though that project's been around for a couple of years. I'm pretty excited about what that can mean for downtown.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to check out some of the plans for that and what the Chapel Hill Town Council will be talking about at their next meeting, again, townofchapelhill.org, the place to go. Anything else you want to flag for folks as we wrap up here, Dwight?
Thank you for your survival through the pandemic, and thank you for your community support. We certainly appreciate what WCHL and Chapelboro do for our community, and always love catching up on news on Chapelboro.
Well, thanks so much for the kind words, and thanks so much for taking the time to stop by. Dwight Bassett, everyone, of the town of Chapel Hill. We'll talk to you again soon, Dwight.
Thank you.